Vince mentioned before that when you got a young guy, really anywhere on the field, but at secondary, you kind of have to be careful how you handle him.
Yeah.
So when you told Marcus on Monday about the game plan for last week, like, what was the message to him?
Well, I think, you know, we got a guy back there coaching, Emmett Thomas, who's, you know, like I say, he's broke a lot of huddles, you know, both as a player and a coach. And I remember he told me, he had told Marcus when Marcus was starting to play more, he said, look, now, Marcus, he said, you got to understand one thing, that before the course of this season's up, and you don't even know this yet, there's going to be a time when it gets tough, because that's just what happens to young guys when they play. And so, you know, Emmett sat him down and told him, he said, I remember back in October when I was telling you, well, this is it. And it's really how you respond. And he, you know, he's done a great job working in practice last week, done a great job this week. And so I think, you know, right now that's a move that, you know, we felt we had to look at. And he also knows, hey, he's going to play. And he also knows, like every player on our team, you know, you're always one play away from going in there. So I don't think it'll be a negative for him at all. I think it'll be the opposite.
I know you mentioned, you know, when you make decisions like that, that's a football decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it doesn't just involve Marcus and involve Brandon moving back out outside.
Sure.
You know, how much of his play in the nickel had to do with the decision? You like having him back out there? Or?
Well, you know, we're fortunate there because, you know, really we're happy with him at both places. So it's really moving the parts around and figuring out what's collectively is the best group of guys to give us the best opportunity, you know. And so that move, you know, demanded that he'd go back out to the outside. It wasn't based on his not playing well inside.
How did he take it? I know he's a professional.
Oh, good. I think he was fine with it. You know, he's played both positions, and I think he's obviously on every other down, but third down, he plays outside anyway. So it's not like he's just returning to his other world, you know.
Did you tell Coop after, you know, outside of injury, there's still a chance he could get that playing time back? I mean,
I just think that you're in this stretch right here, and really in the season, just like before. I mean, it could be a combination of anybody going down, and he could be back on the field. So that's one of the things I think that he has going for him, and one of the advantages we have is that he's played. So we're not putting in a guy that has not played in that.
Are you going to have Justin Houston back this week?
Well, he's practicing hard. I think he feels, you know, you can ask the trainers and him, but, I mean, he appears to be pretty confident. You know, and that's a big part of any injury. You know, the player, once he's cleared medically, he's got to feel good too. You know, he's got to feel confident that he's back. And my impression that is he's practiced really hard, which he did a week ago.
Right.
And so I think he's obviously really close and, you know, is getting there.
How much does he need to get a little game action before the playoffs?
I mean, you know, he's played a lot of football. I mean, you could ask him that question, I guess. I think it'd be great if he could, but I wouldn't probably lose a lot of sleep if he didn't, you know. I mean, it's he's a veteran player and has played a lot of snaps, so I don't see it as a huge thing.
It seemed last week you guys had more missed tackles than in any game this season. When you go back, is there a common thread, or is each one its individual story?
You weren't in our staff meeting, were you?
No.
Yeah. I think that's it. I think there's a lot of – we were just speaking out here. There's a lot of things that go into tackling. One is technique. Two is understanding. A lot of defense is understanding where your help is. You know, so you got to know – when you enter a tackle, you have to make a really key decision. You know, very seldom do you just get to come up here and tackle a guy that's right in front. Usually the ball carrier is moving, you're moving. And so as you enter, you have to know where you're at in relationship to the ball carrier or the target. And one of the most important things is you got to know who the target is. You know, it's like hunting, you know. And I'm not a hunter, but I can imagine if you're shooting for a rabbit, you probably got to get out here a little in front. If you're shooting for an elephant, you can probably kind of track it right across. And so one of the things a player has to do is he has to interpret the angles that he needs to do. That's a big part of it. Fundamentally, one of the things you always have to do anytime you're tackling, the two things you have to do is, one, you have to wrap up. And you know, you have some great collisions out there. Like we had a big one on the back with DJ and I'm trying to think who else was in on that that tackle. We missed him down there. Both guys hit hard, but nobody wrapped up. And, you know, and the second part of tackling is you got to run your feet on contact. You can't stop your feet, because you can hit a guy as hard as you want to hit him, but if you don't wrap up and you don't run your feet on contact, there's a real good chance you come down. So I think the tackling, you just got to do it. And the last part of tackling is getting as many people there as you can. So if a guy misses, there's somebody there as soon as he comes off it.
It seems almost epidemic in the league that guys are tackling with shoulders, and they don't wrap up. It's like they're afraid to get their arms injured.
Well, I don't know if that, I think there's a lot of things. I think, you know, I've always felt like in the NFL, one of the things that you have to work on every day, and is as and particularly as the season goes along, is tackling tends to decline. It's a skill, and if you don't work on it and you're not diligent about it, and I think you can ask our players. We've been talking tackling the last 5 or 6 weeks as one of the really key things that you have to keep improving on, because it's important. Now, there's a lot of things that go into this. You know, you get practice gets cut down at this time of year. The contact's just about gone, you know, so you have to work diligently at it. And then all your tackling, is when you go out here and you're working, there's no real tackling, but you got to demand of yourself to get in the proper position, body position, knees bent, ready to make that play if you want to have an opportunity to keep, you know, improving that skill. But it's a critical skill, and if you don't tackle well, it's going to be hard to play good defense.
You don't know where to hit anymore either now.
Well,
because you can't hit
low,
you can't hit high.
And you have a lot of things that are adding up to it. I mean, if you want to, you know, go through the whole deal. I mean, you know, you have one day – 3 contact days in the last 6 weeks, so you know it's going to be hard to do full force tackling, you know, without pads. But we have to figure it out. You know, that's nothing new. And as a player, as a coach, you got to keep preaching, keep demanding it, keep coaching it. And as a player, you got to take that on, because if you want to be really good down this stretch run, you got to tackle.
A little more Dempsey linebacker this week. Just what would you like about that?
It's like all our stuff. You know, we try not to be cubbyholed. You know, we try to move guys around. It wasn't anything more driving than, hey, you know, you're just not going to be able to say 35 is the back player, 29 is the up player. You know, we kind of been doing it throughout the year a little bit, and we just did a little more of it Sunday there against the Colts.
You had a lot of receivers running around out there with apparently nobody anywhere close to them.
Let me say, it wasn't by design.
No, of course.
Yeah.
But were you out schemed, or was it just individual breakdowns?
I think some individual breakdowns there, you know, as you went along there, and some communication, some interpretation of what happened on this route. But a real critical thing for us, too, you know, and everybody's always going to try to maneuver you and try to make you have to make those hard decisions, but I don't think Indy was doing anything that wasn't any different than we've seen for all the other weeks of the season there. It's just we didn't execute it quite as well as we would have liked.
Coach, when you say Justin Houston is close, how confident are you that he'll be 100% for the postseason?
I couldn't answer that, you know. I mean, I just watch him, and as I watch him, I think he's gotten better and better over these last 3 weeks, and that's really got to be answered at higher headquarters, you know, and one being the training staff and the doctors, and then two, you know, Justin.
Bob, Pro Bowl is going to be announced tomorrow. You got Eric and Tom have been leading there. I imagine Derek Johnson. Just talk about those three guys and what's made them Pro Bowlers this year.
Well, I mean, one, I think they've had a past that they've mm-hmm. you know, they've built up a reputation as Pro Bowl type players. I think they've all been very productive, very active, and been very consistent players. You know, which I think is really the standard if you want to get down to it for. If you're a legit Pro Bowl player, your standard and the way you perform, the way you prepare, it doesn't change very much, you know. And those three guys have done a great job that you mentioned. And if they would get it, they'd be well deserving.
And Don Terry?
I think he's had a great year. I think everything I just said, I think he fits in that thing. Okay. He's done some amazing things this year.
Okay, thank you.
Bob, for you, how beneficial could it be for some of your second and third stringers to get in the game this week, so you can evaluate them in game situations, but also maybe have them get some experience before playoff time?
Well, I think that's that point, I think, is really valuable, you know, because, like, we talk about this all the time that, you know, everybody that sits in that room, you know, guys that are going out and they're the starters. Well, those other guys are thinking, well, okay, I'm here. But, you know, you never have that feeling that, hey, this is going to happen to you, okay? And when we played San Diego last time, and within two series, we had two outside linebackers that probably weren't thinking they were going to play, and they've played the whole game, and one's been playing ever since then. So, you know, one of the things that we try to point out is that when you get ready each week, even though you're not listed as the guy that's going to walk on that field on Sunday, you may be walking out there pretty quick. And you know, the team on the field is the team. You know, we don't get any points or anything because, hey, you weren't expected to play. No, you're expected to play. You're expected to perform like a starter. So I think that's a great thing for us. It gives us an opportunity to see these guys. It gives them some confidence, you know, because a lot of these guys haven't played since preseason. So to get them out there, and if they can get a couple plays, which would be great, see what Andy wants to do with it. But, I mean, I think that would be awesome.